Ukraine security issue.
The Board of Governors of the International Atomic Energy Agency, consisting of representatives of 35 UN member states, demands from Russia to stop the occupation of Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. According to Reuters, 26 states supported the resolution demanding that Russia withdraw its troops from the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Only Russia and China were against it. The rest of the countries abstained during the voting. The document calls on Russia to immediately stop all actions against the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and any other nuclear facility in and on Ukraine. In August-September, the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant was in the spotlight because of the provocations that Russia is carrying out at the nuclear power plant. In particular, the occupiers are constantly shelling the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and threatening to blow up the nuclear power plant, the territory of which they have already mined. The liberated Izium is the city most destroyed by Russian shells during the full-scale war. There may be up to 1,000 dead. Moreover, this figure is twice as high as in Bucha, Kyiv region. Anton Hrashenko, advisor to the Minister of Internal Affairs of Ukraine, has announced this on the air on the telephone. Izium is the most destroyed city compared to Bucha, Borodyanka, Irpin, Gostomel. There are simply residential buildings lying in ruins. I took a group of journalists to one such five-story building, in which two entrances collapsed as a result of the Russian aerial bomb. According to local residents, when the Russians were ordered to dismantle the rubble during the occupation, 47 bodies of the dead were found there. According to witnesses, the number of dead may approach 1,000 people. It will be twice as much as Bucha. We have just published photographs of the cemetery in the forest, where more than 400 bodies of people are buried. It will be necessary to exhume each body, as was the case in Bucha, said the minister's advisor, Anton Hrashenko. At night, Russian troops fired six times from hail weapon and heavy artillery into districts of the Dnipropetrovsk region. In Nikopol, 11 multi-story and private houses, a lyceum, a kindergarten, a social service center, several enterprises, gas pipelines and power lines were damaged. Last night and this afternoon, the Russian military attacked Kryvyi Rih for the third time. The invaders again fired rockets in the area of hydraulic structures, head of Dnipropetrovsk Regional Military Administration Alexander Vilkul said. Volodymyr Zelensky spoke about the shelling of critical infrastructure to President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen during her visit to Kyiv and called on the world to stop these terrorist tactics by the Russians.
Я поінформував про нову і особливо підлу тактику російських терористів – удари по енергетичній та гідротехнічній інфраструктурі.
I told about a new and particularly wild tactic of Russian terrorists – attacks on energy and hydrotechnical infrastructure. The purpose of these strikes is completely clear. These are attacks on people, on the normality of life in Ukraine. The terrorist state is trying to show that it can allegedly compensate with such strikes for the cowardice and incompetence of its military, for the failure of its efforts to avoid sanctions and economic isolation. In response, we must show that there will always be a tough and principled reaction to every manifestation of Russian terror. That is why the 8th EU sanctions package is needed. A principled decision by the United States of America regarding the terrorist state, the legal recognition of its status is also needed. And we discussed this, by the way, recently during the visit of US Secretary of State Antony Blinken to Kyiv, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Since the beginning of the full-scale Russian invasion, more than 300 energy and heat supply facilities have been destroyed in Ukraine. As of the end of August, the country's readiness for heating season was 70%. The Minister for the Development of Communities and Territories of Ukraine, Oleksiy Chernyshev, said at the briefing, Russian shelling and destruction of thermal power plants and boiler houses is the main problem of providing heat to people in apartment buildings during the war. Alexander Kharchenko, director of the Energy Research Center, said that during the telephone. According to him, in case of a power outage, residents of high-rise buildings will have to be evacuated. because it will be impossible to turn on the heating in the cold. Attacks on critical infrastructure in Kryvyi Rih are another confirmation of the terrorist nature of Russia. However, by such actions, the Russians sought to inflict a psychological blow on Volodymyr Zelensky, because Kryvyi Rih is his hometown. Mykhailo Podolyak, the advisor to the head of the office of the President of Ukraine, told about this. According to him, with these blows, Russia once again wanted to demonstrate its strength. They say it must be feared, it must be communicated with, and make concessions to it.
Росія буде так вести війну, і ми про це розуміли, і вони так вели війну.
Russia waged and will wage war in this way. We understood this. They will simply increase the number of cruise missile attacks on critical infrastructure, no longer hiding it. If earlier they did this and said, look, we saw a military facility somewhere nearby, now they disguise it from the towers and say specifically, we hit hydraulic engineering, hit thermal power plants, transformers, transport hubs. This is clearly a tactic of war. We are ready for this. We understand. Moreover, our partners already understand much more that Ukraine needs to speed up the transfer of precisely air defense and missile defense systems so that there are a few such accesses as possible, said Mykhailo Podolyak. Russia plans to step up to blow up international sanctions over its invasion of Ukraine. With hidden funding, the Kremlin plans to maintain its influence in the West. According to Reuters, a senior official in the Joe Biden administration spoke about this, citing declassified US intelligence data. Since 2014, Russia has transferred more than $300 million to foreign political parties, officials, and politicians in more than 20 countries, he said. The official, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the effort was an attempt to manipulate democracies from within. By striking critical infrastructure, the Russian aggressors are trying to intimidate the Ukrainians into forcing their government to capitulate. Nevertheless, they don't understand the Ukrainian mentality and how it would backfire, says reputation management expert, political strategist Boris Tizenhausen. According to him, misunderstanding will lead Russia to defeat in this war. The change of tactics that Russia has now implemented to bomb our thermal power plants, to bomb critical infrastructure, is a purely terrorist technique. You cannot win on the battlefield, make sure that the civilian population remains in the cold, without electricity, without gas, and then the civilian population will begin to put pressure on the military political leadership so that this war ends faster. But here they show the deepest misunderstanding of us Ukrainians. We, Ukrainians, will not make claims to our leadership after that. We will become angrier and even more persistently begin to help our armed forces. A basic misunderstanding of the Ukrainian mentality lies at the heart of the Russian defeat, said Boris Tizenhausen. 87% of the polled Ukrainians are categorically against any territorial concessions in favor of Russia. Only 8% of citizens said that in order to achieve peace and keep independence, Ukraine can give up part of its territories. Sociologists polled 2,000 people from 18 years old. This sample did not include Ukrainians who, after the start of the invasion, went abroad and residents of territories that were temporarily not controlled by the Ukrainian authorities until February 24th.